Good afternoon and happy salary week. If you are new, this is Home Run with Helmed and Dwight on Eagle FM. If you are one of our avid listeners, thank you very much for joining us again this afternoon. As always, we're here to keep you company until the hour of 6. That's 6 p.m., not a.m. Yeah, that would just be absurd. And as always, we always have an exciting topic to keep you company wherever you are tuned in from. Thank you very much for picking us this wonderful afternoon. We are always proud to, we always tap ourselves on the shoulder. Everyone basically, well, each one tap their own shoulder. Whenever we say we are your drive time show, Home Run with Helmed and Dwight. Now, yesterday's discussion was more global in terms of, look, because we're looking at education. Education on a United Nations level that's in line with the SDG 4. Today's one is going to be more, it's a little bit of both, national, continental, and global, aka Namibian, African, Namibian level, African level, and global level in terms of discussion. Because it's based on the event that was hosted here in Namibia. That is about energy. And that little pause is for. I was now trying to figure out what is the best way to, to say the word energy, not because I'm, I have a lot of verbosity, but because, this is energy in terms of, hydrogen energy. Now, the discussion that was held was a global hydrogen summit that took place from the 9th to the 11th of this month. That is ending today. We still have a couple of hours before the end of the day, so it is still ending. Now, that discussion is one that was based on, energy transition, basically. If you hear, hydrogen, the goal of hydrogen, of course, there are different types of, of hydrogen. The interesting thing is they are color coded. And anyone that have done any electrical course on any level, or discipline that requires you to work with a bunch of pipings and cables knows that color coding is very important. If you work at an industrial area, for example, then you know that which pipe is transporting what, because it's about the raw material and waste products. So the pipes that are transporting waste products are most likely going to be, going to come in black. Don't ask. I didn't come up with that. You're going to find them with green rings and all those things. Now, color coding then is important. But now when it comes to green hydrogen, the color coding is mostly dependent on how it is produced. Take like the one that Namibia, Namibia's priority, for example, is referred to as green hydrogen, because the goal is to produce this, is to produce the hydrogen. Not that the hydrogen is green. That's the first thing that came in my head when I first, when I was in high school and had my geography teacher say, greenhouse effect. I thought, well, maybe, why not just paint the house blue or something like that? It turns out, green is not literal to the word green. But anyway, the green hydrogen or just energy in general goes to show, it's meant to indicate that there is uh, not environmentally damaging byproducts that's coming from, you know, that's being produced, that's emitted in the atmosphere while this source of energy is being produced. While this energy or this source of material is being produced. Green iron, for example, signifies that the energy that was used to smelt this iron, or let's use the word refine, because I don't have the verbosity to describe it on a technical level. Not that that would help, because it would just make a lot of people, including yours truly here, lost. So, green in terms of energy basically indicates that environmentally friendly. But I don't know why they just didn't throw away all the jargon and then just go with environmentally friendly. So, from the 9th to the 11th of this month that we are just ending today, an event was held just here, in the capital. And the main discussion was to look at the progress we have made in this whole hydrogen discussion. Albeit this was being looked at on a continental level, hence the global Africa, which is why I said, it's having multiple aspects in terms of, if you want to look at the discussion from a jurisdiction standpoint. And that's because, it was held in Namibia, and Namibia has a significant, hydrogen investment. And now the event was attended by a lot of, stakeholders, including yours truly, James Mnyupe, who attended it via Zoom all the way from Colombia. Now, while in the middle of me wondering what the heck is he doing in Colombia, he just went on to speak the language that made me lost. At least 30% lost. I understood like 70% of it. Now, let me give you the 70% that you'll understand, and then we'll help each other with the 30% that is confusing the heck out of us. Okay, now let me just speak for me in terms of the confusion. The reason why he was in, James Mnyupe was in Colombia at the time when this discussion was held, because, well, we know that this whole green hydrogen thing, is his thing. Now, the reason of him being in Colombia is, I quote, mobilizing Namibia's share of about $1.7 billion to bring home and start deploying into our various projects. So it's a call it investor scavenger hunting. I'm really hoping they are not listening to me describe their work like that. But anyway, this is very important. Now, there's obviously a whole list of people that attended this event. Now, the reason why I'm starting with the list of people that attended this event is so we can just get to the meat of this discussion, because we are going to end up in Europe. We're going to start, partly from Namibia, and then we're going to end up, we'll basically be jumping from Namibia or Africa in general to Europe to Japan. Now, if you're just wondering, what do these two have in common in terms of green hydrogen and all these things, or basically hydrogen or energy production, in general, that's going to be, that's going to be covered all throughout today's home run. So just stay tuned. In a few seconds, we're going to pay the bills. We're going to take a short commercial break, and on the other side, we will basically continue with home run. And that's when we'll start playing jump rope between these two different, areas.
There's no price like the ShopRite price. That's why we're committed to bringing you lower prices on all the essentials you need. Like 750 mils Nola sunflower oil for only $27.99 and 2 kg nice rice parboiled rice, only $32.99. Never pay more than the ShopRite price. Valid until 5 October 2025. Only at ShopRite. Catch Ready Steady Cook on One Africa. Proudly brought to you by ShopRite Namibia.
Lipura nenge no wapumbwa eva tere uliko ni maondu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutete okoye ekukurile oshafafa na nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano hile koshuana konongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okupitira oipindi konu konda doi nawa nune uto otukwetira o special angeta shake ngeshefa omarudi kayo loka opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijabu ili nawa ninge Father Fanona, Monica, Co, Eagle FM, Honora is a female, Bali Hairi, Nola Natu, Hairi Bali, no Hairi, Ileko, Derewa, Hora Hetatu, Natu, Bali, O Hetatu, Batatu, Oma Felane, Eagle FM, the Eye.
And welcome back. So we continue. If you just tuned in, this is a home run with Helmed and Dwight on Eagle FM. I'm like, why am I even wasting time with all this? Because, well, this is the genius work of yours truly, Dwight.
You are now listening to the home run with Helmed and Dwight weekdays from 4:30 to 6 only on Eagle FM. Download the app or tune in to a frequency near you.
And welcome back. So we continue. On a very long list of, I counted, how many, ladies and gentlemen that attended that event. I counted 13 at least. Now, on that list are some of the names that you are going to be hearing, more often on the African continent. We have, Yasin Mohammed, first undersecretary and supervisor of HSSE Energy Efficiency and Climate. Okay. I believe that was the gentleman from that's the gentleman from Egypt, and we have Richard Mobisa Leona from Kenya. Have, the EU ambassador, that's Anna Beatrice Martins. And now the EU part, put a pin on that. Because we are going to be, that's what we're going to be jumping, our relationship with the EU and why it's very, why this energy discussion with regards to, to hydrogen or more like, in our case, green hydrogen investment is that important. And, one partner that is going to contribute a lot to today's discussion is, High Iron. When I first heard High Iron, I thought it was, iron that was high, and I mean not like weed high, like altitude high. Turns out it's a very nice and creative amalgamation of hydrogen and iron. So the car logo also is an H2, which is an chemical symbol, hydrogen, and Fe for iron, periodic table stuff. But anyway, that's not what we had to, what we are here to talk about. What we're here to talk about is, Namibia's futuristic type of investment that is, high iron. One thing is, Namibia is rich with iron. Namibia is loaded with iron. For those of you that are regular listeners of, Home Run, you must have, Head Helmed and Dwight talk about, late last year when the Iranian government, the Iranian government or a private entity. Let me just say the Iranians offered to, proposed, selling us iron. That was iron at a discount. Now, the question now that, you know, that obviously brought up mixed emotions and brought up, well, mixed point of views, as you'd expect in a democratic country. One which is, if you look at, now, we're already, well, first of all, we have iron, and two, South Africa has it, which is one of our biggest, one of our biggest trading partner. And now, if you look at the distance between Iran and Namibia, it's just the one that makes one go like, okay, well, I think we'll just, well, you know, we'll stick to local. Un momento, si vuole.
Lipura nenge no wapumbwa eva tere uliko ni maondu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku tite opoye ekukurile oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuwana onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa nune uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijabweli nawa ninge Father Fanona, Monica, Co, Eagle FM, Honorata Time, Bali Heari, Nola Natu, Heari Bali, No Heari, Ileko, Berewa, Murahetatu, Natu, Bali, O Hetatu, Batatu, Oma Filane, Eagle FM, the Eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression.
Tune in to The Home Run with Helmut and Dwight on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM, and be part of an in-depth discussion on events you didn't know you needed to hear until you do. From Namibia, Africa, and around the world, tune in from Monday to Friday from 4:30 to 6 p.m. only on Eagle FM.
Welcome back. It's 8 minutes left to the hour of five, and give a massive round of applause to Dwight for joining us. I mean,
a massive round. Why are you making it sound like all those things that happened at that
event,
at that summit, going
definitely?
Like, please clap hands for this guy, and please clap hands for
in the middle of someone speaking, and now massive round of applause. Like, okay,
and you're like, okay. And then, please, I think that deserves
a massive
round of applause. And then everyone is like,
that guy's okay. Going to be looking for us after this.
No, we're not mentioning names, of course.
Yeah, of course.
We're not.
Not mentioning names.
We're not like that.
Yeah.
But, there are positives, Helmut. Mm-hmm. I know that you obviously, you know.
Okay, before we get to the positive, speaking of mentioning Nemus, all you just have to do, today is the last day of the competition, ladies and gentlemen. All you just have to do is call in and mention the name of the venue where the 2025 Whiskey Festival is going to be held, and you could stand a chance to win a ticket that is worth $400 Namibian. That's tickets courtesy of Thomas Fine Wine Merchants. All you just have to do is visit our social media and familiarize yourself with actually, because the question is, where will the 2025 Whiskey Festival be held? Where is the Windhoek 2025 Whiskey Festival be held? And once you have the answer, you can call 083-288-401. Give us the answer. We'll take your details. And voila, your ticket. And we continue. Now, you go. Yep.
So, I know you gave an indication there just in the introduction. Just be, you know, before I stepped in quickly, you know, from other particular duties.
Mm-hmm. Very delicious duties.
No.
Okay, sorry.
It's not those duties, Amutoch, man. Now you're incriminating, you're incriminating me in something else. But yeah. But when we look at the overall discussions that took place on day one of the summit.
Yeah.
Now, there's a particular reason, dear listeners, why we actually held back on this discussion so far back. We obviously have to be transparent as well, Helmut, you know, just to provide it.
They already, you know, threw the date out, the dates of the event out there.
Yeah, primarily because there is a development that also popped up between last week, Thursday, and up to now.
Yeah.
This particular development being obviously that, you know, a victory being celebrated specifically by the consortium that supports the Nama Traditional Leaders Association in their efforts in terms of, you know, trying to reverse the decision of going ahead with a joint declaration, obviously associated to that, because the victory, supposed, let's put the word in inverted commas, points towards the withdrawal of one of Germany's energy companies that, who signed a memorandum of understanding with the Namibia group with regards to potentially being a customer of ammonia production and then transporting it to the European context. Now, since we've got sort of like this, it's not a complete picture, but it's a picture that shows you, you know, all things that have happened in September regarding hydrogen, the hydrogen program and the likes. Now, in the summit itself, obviously a lot of other positives were cited, like the particular scenario of, the German car manufacturer Toyota being interested in
Japan, Dwight.
Well, they cited Toyota as well.
You said the German car manufacturer.
Oh, sorry, Japan, sorry. Yeah, I don't know why I'm so struck on the word German. It's because probably the article I was writing before I rushed here, you know, I just thought I had to put German there, German here. I had to put all those words. So yeah, I had to do a little
round everything to the nearest German.
Yeah.
That didn't come out. That did not come out.
I didn't know you could do mathematical jokes, you know. But yeah. Good one.
It sounded better in my head.
Okay. You know, we're supposed to be serious. Yeah. So when you look, the Japanese car maker was also cited, obviously, as being one of the interested, off-takers. They use the word off-taker, but it's technically its customer for the green iron products that would be produced from the high iron project there in the Erongo region.
Yeah.
So that already is a win because it's a manufacturing process and it's also a, secondary phase process, meaning they are buying iron, processing it ready for other major industrial applications.
That's the most important part. Like, this deal is so awesome because, well, guess what?
Yeah.
We already have a buyer.
Yes. So that is a major plus.
We're doing great.
That is a major plus.
We have improved significantly.
Yes, we have.
At least this time we did not just, just invest into producing something with the, then and scratch then our heads
saying,
and go.
And then we're saying, just look to the horizon. The sun will rise. It will, and then everyone is going like, bruh, the sun is behind us. It's already setting this side. What are we supposed to look? Yeah, just look for it. But just
believe.
Yes, believe. Now we're going religious.
I know.
But it actually was also like that in a context. But there is a big positive happening there already. Another positive that springs out from this, obviously, Helmut, has been the capacity development. But that has been sluggish. You remember when you and I did the youth in hydrogen discussion?
Yeah.
That is the capacity development discussion. So that points to a sluggish progression. But we're already producing something.
Yeah.
Something that obviously speaks to a significant step towards specifically, if I can say it modifies Namibia's steel production or iron production sector. And obviously, citing that the customer is already there,
yeah,
which obviously means that the deal is technically almost done. Almost. We obviously have to see how, you know, how far this grows?
Yeah, the paperwork have made some significant strides with the final or the near or final paperwork, especially in terms of the agreement between the Toyota Group and the you know, and their counterparts here.
Mm.
Was you know, the a bunch of documents were signed during TICAD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that already establishes, but we've got an ad break, guys.
It's time to win your share of 500,000 Namibian dollars in prizes with Windhoek Beer. Find one of the 100% real quotes broadcast across Namibia on billboards, in stores, in newspapers, and on social media. Buy any Windhoek Beer, SMS the underliner code to 75050, or scan the QR code to enter on WhatsApp. So, spot a quote, grab a Windhoek Beer, and you could win. Windhoek, real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly. T's and C's apply.
The time is 5 o'clock on the dot. This is Home Run with Helm and Dwight on Eagle FM. You are lucky I'm not blasting your ears with our jingle.
But you could have done it. I mean, why not?
The redundancy is mind-boggling.
No, but we are obviously enjoying, you know, how that jingle sounds. Oh, you know?
Good time.
We're taking it to the fullest. Yeah. So where I left off. So. The other bonus is obviously also that we've got all these projects, happening.
Yeah.
Some are expanding, some are taking place. We, you know, we've regularly sent poor David. David probably looks like a possible ambassador also for Green Energy. You know, not mentioning names there. David has obviously also brought us coverage in terms of trying to understand what's happening on the ground. And specifically in the Irongo region, specifically with the developments that have taken place just in this year of 2025. But you've got to look past that specific level as well in terms of where will it take industry for Namibia. And at the start, we've continuously said, Helmut, that this particular industry itself, this development in this industry, has the opportunity to literally change Namibia's manufacturing complex completely.
Yeah.
Now, at the heart of everything, obviously, and I'm for better, I'm technically for the one of the first few episodes or sessions of the Home Run right now, I'm not going to mention NDP6 in anything today. I'm not. Because NDP6 technically comes after. The foundation work has been done.
Yeah.
Now, yes, they reference NDP6, obviously here, that being the NDP, the NIPDB CEO, that being Madam Wanja, as well as also the Director General of NPC, that being Mr. Mbwende, then obviously also the Minister of Mines and Energy, that obviously being Minister Itete, as well as also there was a fourth speaker. Not the guy at the start. So those three particular, sort of like government representatives, they cited all of them, you know, that it seems that things are up on that they're scaling up. They're now starting to sort of like take fruition, manifesting in what the idea looks like on the ground. And now you see things happening. But I bring you back to the concerning part at the start of everything. Is that we didn't hear much of the jobs.
Nope.
We didn't hear much of the jobs. I'll put it down right there.
After I looked at this business model and saw that, okay, you know what, we have the product and we found the market, I was like, yo.
Yeah.
This is some revolutionary stuff that we are looking at. This is brilliant.
Yes, Helmut.
Because we've never done this before.
Yes, Helmut. This is not,
if we did the same with Peugeot.
Now, I'm making a product and I don't know who's buying it.
Yeah, who's gonna buy it?
I'm just making it there for that space.
Or I'm making a product for a group of people that don't know the product well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah. Now, the thing is, when you look at this business model, it's a very brilliant one.
Mm.
And, I think that's where the whole, you know, local content policy now just sort of like,
But that's also a broad-based term, Helmut.
Yeah.
That's a pretty broad term.
In terms of skills now. skills and training, and employment, we still have to reach that level
because of the skills mapping exercise that's still ongoing. Actually, the skills mapping started a day before this conference.
This was supposed to be good news. Now you're just ruining.
I'm sorry. You know, I'm trying to be serious, guys. I'm really trying to be serious. It's probably because, you know, my eyes have to adjust from a screen from writing letters to a screen now of reading the other letters. Look, there's like a multiple moving parts.
Yeah.
Some of the moving parts are not in front of us, meaning they're all mostly based in the Irongo region.
Yeah.
In boardrooms somewhere and on someone's email, someone's writing right now while listening to Helmut and Dwight here on the Home Run. As we are probably, you know, not sarcastically, but rather, you know, realizing certain particular facts that were not brought to light at day one of the summit. So when we cited the no jobs discussion, it's probably why I answered that already by citing, yeah, that's why the skills mapping exercise is taking place. But the skills mapping was launched a day before, or 2 days before, because it was on a Monday. Yeah. I would know because I was at the event. I would also know primarily because, you know, I was like, huh? We're only doing this now? And then, Hende went to the pre-conference events. I slightly also debated there with him in terms of which is the actual conference and which is the conference. Cause they were like, dude, pre-conference is happening. And that's where the UN and the other parties, you know, to Namibia's Green Hydrogen Program were also doing presentations and having conferences and discussions. And there were also insightful discussions popping up from there. You know, for example, the realms of how CBAM, is impacted through, you know, Namibia's opportunity or Namibia's ability now to produce this zero carbon emissions iron project, products with a client already being there.
Yeah.
And then that obviously now means this is what you've got to do. And, you know, things need to happen from there to literally getting into the summit itself. And then you see day one, what the speeches were. Now, I know guys, you as, you know, as faithful and very much valued listeners of Eagle FM, wherever you find yourself on this drive time session, you'd be going like, but Dwight, yes, you know, a speech can just have a whole bunch of
words,
verboseness in it or included in them. Yes, so a speech obviously does have words. Helmut Dochman. A speech obviously does have words. But there were two key points that came up from two of the speeches.
Mm-hmm.
The National Planning Commission's Director General, Mr. Mbuende, who cited that, you know, investors will be able to enjoy, you know, wonderful yields when they invest in Namibia's particular green hydrogen sector. Now, I was sort of like going like, wonderful yields? Why do you need to emphasize that they will enjoy the yields? Primarily, if the aim is there that Namibia should already be attractive enough to automatically say the yields are there. You just need to come and invest. So that potentially means, once again, it's the no name or it's the hidden gem aspect of Namibia. What do I mean by that? Well, it's not the first time I've heard from other Africans who visit Namibia for these high-level engagements here who say, have you ever heard of Namibia in international news, anything bad or positive? And then people go like, no, where is Namibia? Then the response would be, exactly, you haven't heard anything negative. Now, the yield discussion, obviously that's just to try and convince potential investors because there was something like 10 or so ministers in the crowd. 5 were listed, but there were like more dignitaries in the crowd. And then there's obviously also the scenario of the, you know, what Namibia's particular developments obviously look like. Now, just to cite some of the momentum projects or projects that have momentum behind them, was, for example, that the updates that were provided on the projects like the Cleanergy Solutions Namibia, the Hyphen Hydrogen Energy Project, the Daurus Green Hydrogen Village, and the High Iron Oshivela program, confirming their successful transition from planning to active construction and now being in their early production phases. That's what we sorted out just now. I then take you into the next phase, which is the big question mark on employment or jobs. Now, I'm still pulling you back to the youth in hydrogen discussion and to the skills mapping discussion. The skills mapping, Helmut, is still ongoing. It's coordinated and run by Hyphen. So it's a Hyphen project. It's a Hyphen approach. It is similar to the industry baseline study that Deloitte Namibia did for the oil and gas sector. But the IBS for oil and gas was an overall assessment. So they went in depth.
Everything from exploration to decommission.
That's on oil and gas to participants. Are they already in the economy? Mm-hmm. How can they participate? What would they need? To, is there a labor force that can participate in this discussion? That's what the IBS did. It broke it down into three components. Is the local content there? Is the labor force there? And what do you have to do around the resource? And we also answer that question specifically in the regional engagements around the oil and gas that the Ministry of International Relations was conducting, specifically by looking at, you know, what were the conversations there?
Yeah.
Now, the Hyphen skills mapping exercise is limited. Why do I say it's limited? Because it only looks at you, the individual. It doesn't look at a supplier of a service or product. It doesn't look at, can local content policy be upscaled? Is there already an ecosystem participating in the sector itself? Yes or no? What would they have to do to participate further in the sector itself? No. So it is limited that it only looks at one of the three items that I listed under the IBS. Labor. So it would ask Helmut, what skills do you have? You show up and you cite there specifically, no, I've got a background in teaching and education. I've got a background in media. I've got a background in entertainment, and I've got a background in law.
Make you laugh when you're... Okay, go on.
Yeah. We're already laughing. Yeah. But yeah, so that's unfortunately what the skills mapping is doing. Now, let me be transparent on this particular point.
The skills mapping?
Yeah.
Okay.
I heard about the skills mapping back in 2024. Yeah, it was back in 2024 because the Ministry of Labor at that stage had held a stakeholder engagement where the former Minister of Labor, that being former Minister Utoni Noyoma, was present because, you know, he had to open up the ceremony, be the guest speaker and all that, either keynote speaker and all that. And it was based upon the psychometric assessment program that the Ministry of Labor was launching. Now, psychometric test or psychometric assessment, Helmut, is a framework that is introduced by industrial psychologists or experts in the labor market, specifically like HR managers and industrial psychologists and all those other people that assess, you know, skill sets and competency levels, as well as also kinds of character, you know, character orientations towards certain particular roles. And as we were sitting there, because I think it was just me and the national broadcasters people that were the only media there, as we are sitting there, now obviously we get to the round of questions, we could ask stuff, and then a guy gets up here on my left and he states he's from the Green Hydrogen program under the Hyphen program. And he's based in Lüderitz, and they were formulating a mechanism in terms of assessing what skills are in Namibia to participate in the green hydrogen sector. Now, I heard this last year And it's only rolling out this year.
Ouch.
I heard this last year. At a ministry that doesn't exist anymore because it's now been merged with Justice.
Yeah.
And it, and that literal plan is only rolling out this year. Citing that as well, okay, us in the media, we are still expecting the feasibility study around, you know, the start of production, installation, and other extended work in and around Lüderitz for that specific green hydrogen program there in Lüderitz. Or outside, you know, just there in the Karas region. So we still have to understand, you know, all these other factors that have to take place. But there's already some guys that are supposedly, according to the speakers of the summit, they're already producing green hydrogen and putting it in a filling station. You know, when the Belgian King came last year.
Yeah.
That's one of the key developments as well. So there are positives, but I have to sort of like throw hot water, no, not hot water, cold water, sorry. Can't stand here with a crime. I have to stand here with a wake up call. There is a wake up call, dear listeners, that is unfortunately taking place regarding participation in the green hydrogen program. That if you're just not in the science field of things, I'm sorry, you'll have to become a caterer. Or a delivery driver. Or you'll have to go work in the tourism sector.
Now, when you bring up the discussion of skills needed to participate in the industry, it goes much wider than just participating in the green hydrogen as an energy source. It goes to the purification of iron ores, making it into more like usable, aka moldable into parts, because that's what entities like Toyota Group needs.
Mm.
Now, I think the Japanese here, or more like not just the Japanese, basically the whole world, having entities like High Iron is very important. Seeing that the carbon border adjustment mechanism is going to kick into motion next year.
It's not the end of this year.
It's the end of this year.
It's the end of this year.
It's the end of this year.
Yeah.
So that means, this is by the EU, which is why I pointed out earlier that, this relationship, at least from the way that we are looking at it today, forms a triangle relationship because, Japan makes, Toyota produces about, 50 million units a year?
No, that guy said they make 10 million units.
Is it 10 million units?
Yeah.
But they only produce 15 tons of iron that can only, amount to roughly 15, you know, is it 15,000 or more or less 15,000 cars.
Mm.
So that means the market that we want to, that is requiring the product is massive.
Yeah.
So that means, you need to increase your production level, by a million percent for you to reach the demand that they need. And there are a lot of reasons for this, and CBAM is one of those reasons, because they want to access the European market without having to to pay extra because of producing the cars or some parts of that car from non-green energy sources. So if you can find a source that can supply you with metals that is legitimately known even by the market that you are supplying, that they produce their iron from green energy sources, then you don't have to worry about all the extra levies.
Mm.
So then you have you know, you have any interesting, and also, well, two birds with one stone. For one, you, it also helps you as a country with your energy transition. So, what we have, okay, we are actually, you know, the industry is in its infancy. Yeah. 50, right now, high iron produces about 15 tons. Yeah. 15 tons. That's their current production capacity. 15 tons.
And remember, iron. it's still early days.
And that's roughly for only for 15,000 cars.
Yeah. And it's still early days. So they still have to scale up.
Yeah. Then he, then he goes out to point out that Toyota Group, makes about 10 million cars a year. Now, when it comes to looking at the market that you are looking at, picture this. You're just an ordinary, you know, well, you just make your own fat cakes at home, right? Mm. And then you run into the, a principal of a school who tells you that, you know what,
how much is a fat cake?
How much is a fat cake?
You say it's $1?
$1.
Okay, I've got 700 kids in my school, yeah, plus staff, which makes it about 750.
And there's a space in cafeteria for you.
Yeah. Could you make 700 plus spare change fat cakes per day,
yeah,
in a month? 5 days a week.
5 days a week.
And then supply and drop off. Don't worry. If it's, so that obviously means it's about 750 plus Namibian dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And you also have to factor in petrol, obviously transport, yeah, and all that. And you are realizing the school is going to expand because it built a new wing. Uh-huh. And then in the next year, they will add 300 more students.
So you're now dealing with 1,000 students plus staff.
Yeah. And you are now having to find the nightmare. How am I going to produce 1,000 plus fat cakes?
Yeah. First of all, I will have to change my energy source because, you know, that, you know, a hot plate is not going to cut it. I will have to do it the whole night.
Hot plate, Yeah, I really had to go for hot plate.
I know.
Could you have said at least,
how I make my fat cakes.
An induction stove?
Induction stove? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. We sometimes have to advertise, you know, what electricity has done.
Yeah, the technology is insane. Yeah, now, so that fat cakes example, now, of course, you look at that as, this is an excellent opportunity for me to make money. And then they say, for you to make that money, for you to supply that market, then when you look at the size of the market, that's when you will basically come to realize just how much upgrading of your entire equipment you will have to do for you to, you know, for you to reach the demand that's required. It's a brilliant idea. That's a lot of money. It's a big market. And the expansion is even more extra. That means for the following year, you'll have even, you know, a large number of customers for you to supply your fat cakes.
Mm.
Except everything that you've been using, you need to change. You may even decide to say, you know what, I will need extra hands on this one. But that one is not a big deal in our fat cakes example, because in Africa, we have relatives. Just say, I'll call your relatives at the village. Hey, send me one or two, you know, kids and to come and help me with this. Except when it comes to high iron, we can't do that. Unfortunately for us. So skills are required for us to participate, not just in the energy production, but also in what the energy is being used for. Now, this is where I think, the bright side is that, you and I already discussed, was that last year when we were talking about, the Iranians giving us, iron? Is it iron on discount?
Yeah, and steel products.
Steel products.
Yeah, steel products. Yeah. And yes, then we realized
that's basically where steel, you know, you just iron ores and everything steel.
Yeah, comes and then out we realized we already produce steel, and then we're buying a whole bunch of steel from
and
South Africa.
We have a lot of it underground.
Yeah, and we are, and the weirdest thing is also obviously the reason why you would probably buy more steel is if you've got some sort of a manufacturing complex taking place.
We are not very strong at that,
which is the other downside.
Yeah.
But
so that means if you can scale up the energy source, that's the green hydrogen, and then scale up the hyphen type of facilities so that you have multiple of them, so that just enough for you to feed the market that is requiring you to supply as much as, because 10 million 10 million minus 15,000? Like, that's a drop in the ocean.
Yeah.
So, in other words, your supplier here is telling you, don't worry, I got you. Just hand it over.
Mm.
Now, this is just a pure business relationship because they know that after they finish making this car, they also have, climate change and energy transition goals to meet. That's one. Two, one of the largest market with power to buy, with the buying power, aka the European Union, they are requiring, everyone that's supplying their market to indicate that, the products that they are being supplied with are being made with, with emission free energy sources. So, two birds with one stone.
Mm.
Question is, so again, not really the question, but that brings us back to the skills.
Yeah, the skills is the slowest development factor here. I'm really sorry, Armut. After we did that youth in hydrogen discussion,
yeah,
where the welder guy for the vocational training that he gets in Germany,
yeah,
where he described that Namibia's vocational training sector is like two levels below
what is required
in this industry.
Yeah.
And then when the engineering guy explained that we are not even producing wind technicians for the wind turbines that have to work, then you realize,
Not good.
So our red flags is literally in the skills development, how quickly people are learning or are being reskilled. What is the level of them? Meaning, to what level have they been trained?
Yeah.
Because obviously a lot of the guys that go on this, what's that? That SUSCAL program, which is the program that has been the one active in the capacity development realm, to Germany. Those guys are going to be like in Germany for a year or 18 months max. And these are guys that must be pursuing a postgraduate, training aspect. So you should already have completed if you're the engineering guys, you should have completed your degree. If you're the vocational guys from the vocational sector, you should have already achieved your certificate levels in terms of your training there before you can be sent across, into Europe to learn the extra skills. But it brings us back to the weird thing once again. The weird thing that we did last year with the research and development report. Now we're sending people to another country to go learn about a sector, a project, a product, ways of doing business in the sector, the end with this product that is not native to Namibia. Namibians are still clueless about what is hydrogen. Namibians are still clueless. Yes, they might be experiencing fatigue in terms of, I've heard this thing before. I don't care about this thing anymore. That's been some of the rhetoric that I've bumped into.
Yeah.
But I'll just ask them in the same breath, have you ever seen a piece of gold being mined out of any of the gold mines in Namibia? No. Have you ever seen a diamond held a diamond in your hand lifted by Namdeb or whoever in the offshore diamond fields of Namibia? No. So why would you be talking about a thing if you're just stuck in Windhoek, in the coast, in an urban area across the country? And obviously, this is an industrial sector, so you'll have limited access. This is not the cultural festival or a cultural sector that you can walk past. Anyone can walk past and look at the thing happening right there. It's not. So, I know, guys, the fatigue is kicking in, the communication fatigue around the sector itself. But I mean, we all should have had fatigue around the diamond sector already. We all should have had fatigue already about the uranium mines in Namibia. We all should have had fatigue about the mining exploration activities. But we're not having fatigue about that. We're not having fatigue about the oil and gas, which is literally further away than hydrogen.
That's far.
Helmut, everything that I can see happening in the hydrogen thing,
is more secure than the oil and gas developments.
I mean, which is why I'm, you know, which is why I...
Are you skeptical?
I get confused. No, I really get confused more like, basically, become somewhat skeptical when someone says, okay, well, the hydrogen project is sluggish. I'm like, sluggish? Have you seen the oil and gas baseline survey? Like, in terms of time projection.
Mm.
Look, when you look at that survey, you just look at the green hydrogen initiative and go like, wait, that's better.
Yeah, that's moving faster.
Yeah.
It's like the president went and switched on a machine, Frat Helmut, there at the high iron guys.
Yeah.
She switched on the machine.
Yep.
The president literally produced the first batch of steel, of carbon, of zero emission steel. She switched on the machine.
So it's up and running.
Brah!
Oil and gas.
Instead of last year where our other president just came and watched a truck being filled with hydrogen.
Yep.
We didn't see any production. Did you guys see production? No. But when you got to the steel making product thing, the president literally switched on the machine.
No, look, the genius part for me is the fact that, guys, the fact that we found a market first before producing something. I'm so proud of us. Because, you know, every time I look at a, you know, every time I look at a project, I go, oh my God, that's another Peugeot coming. But because like, okay, first of all.
No, there is no Peugeot, Hamoud.
No,
I'll tell you today.
No, just the Peugeot in terms of, you know, the business model. That,
no.
Yeah.
Forget anything to do with Peugeot.
Really?
Helmut, if you have ever seen literally an investor putting massive amounts of money on the table, and they're telling you as the host country, if you want to or not, you can invest. It's not a must, but if you want to or not, that's been the body language. That's been the, what do they call that thing? That's been the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
But in many cases, Namibia already said, okay, here's the land at least. And here are the designated areas that you can potentially see what you can do. You know, those are the areas. So we've done a part in terms of helping with the conducivity element of things. Yeah. But then, and I have to correct myself here as well. At the very start when green hydrogen was announced to Namibia in 2021, I thought it was, okay, it is an energy source. Green hydrogen is an energy source.
Yeah.
But green hydrogen is not like oil and gas, which is extracted. Green hydrogen is literally you pump water, you desalinate the water.
That's the confusion.
And then you are busy splitting things.
At least for me.
So you're basically talking about a manufacturing process, which has nothing to do with mines and energy.
Wait, you're literally splitting atoms.
Splitting atoms. It has nothing to do, Helmut, with mines and energy. This is why technically, okay.
Okay, point of question.
Okay,
you're splitting molecules. So thank heavens.
Okay, no, splitting atoms is nuclear. Yeah. Splitting molecules.
Relax, we don't have a new nuclear.
Yeah. Okay, sorry. It actually also has to do everything with the new Ministry of Mines and Energy because of the industrialization part. Yeah. So that's where they factor in. However, with the trade side of things, which sits in another ministry.
It's finance.
No, it's not finance. It's moving borders. The steel is being made here and it's being bought by
the Japanese.
By a Japanese car maker. Meaning it's crossing the border.
Yeah.
So it also involves that other ministry. If we're going to sell the ammonia, for example, the development, the link that I sent you about the concerned, the local traditional leaders association there in the south of Namibia, the Nama Traditional Leaders Association. Who are obviously, you know, lobbying for, you know, that their consent be sought and that their permissions be sought in terms of the green hydrogen development program. When you even look at the scenario there, the actual ammonia thing, the actual production side of things is
is literally a, has a green component to it, because you're literally taking it from water, from seawater that would be desalinated. Seawater that would be, you know, add more stuff to it, and then that's the final product that would be used for the splitting of molecules. And obviously that the whole discussion that the traditional leaders association in the south is complaining about is that it's taking place, it'll be taking place in the Tsaukai National Park, which is literally the Sperrgebied, which is literally the zone wherein you can't even stop next to the road on your way to Lüderitz, because then you would hear someone telling you, hey, 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 get back in your car. Why are you stopping next to the road?
Let me check your pockets if you picked any diamond.
Exactly. So you have these other particular values obviously taking place. The lobbying that's also taking place in terms of Namibia's particular genocide discussion. The other particular, you know, positives that we've cited at the summit as well. And then we are looking at the biggest negative, which is literally
skills. Yeah.
Skills, guys. Skills. Helmut, at this moment, I probably think it would have been probably the most prudent strategy to say, any welders out there in Namibia, go and get certified so that we can put you on a boat and send you in a boatload to Germany to get skilled up. But then that would have been the dumbest strategy ever that I would be thinking of, because then you are sitting with a deficiency of welders in the Namibian market. So now we have to be reliant on a 15-year-old to successfully pass his or her grade 11. That's obviously hoping that they don't decide to exit at grade 11 and continue to the A level, so that they can actually qualify directly into the tertiary institution.
Yeah.
And in between, you probably might hear that, you know, they're not the adequate skill level, they didn't pass at the right level, or the universities have to put them through the bridging programs, which needs to bridge them between between the A levels and the university's first year program. And you have to pass that bridging program before you can even go for the option that you wish to pursue at the university. Yeah, we are cooked. You know what the internet loves saying about cooked? Being cooked? We are cooked, Helmut. We are literally in a three-legged pot there on a fire at a poikikos situation. We've got beans around us, some potatoes around us, lovely gravy. We are being cooked.
Okay, now, we're looking at this from, green energy initiatives to the, you know, steel refining, like iron refining into usable, moldable and usable parts, which will be basically be done by, the Japanese.
Mm.
Now, they have their own advantage with regards to, again, like I pointed out earlier, they have their own advantage with regards to meeting their climate, their climate goals, energy transition goals, and also access to the EU market, which is going to be super strict with regards to buying products that are made from non-green energy sources.
Mm.
That's an advantage for them. It's just that, our supply is not good enough. We have a lot of iron.
Yeah.
Yes. The only thing we have to, the only thing we have to increase in terms of producing is the skills and hydrogen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then build more facilities like the high iron facilities. Now, if you look at this, this is taking place in the Ministry of Mines and Energy. So, green hydrogen, energy, that's Ministry of Mines.
Mm.
Hence the energy part. Now the trade, the industrialization, building the facilities, basically the industries, again, well, that's their mandate. But producing the skills, that's the Ministry of Education. So now at this point, the Ministry of Education is sitting with a mammoth task of producing the skills required basically by everyone, including themselves. You need qualified teachers. You need qualified engineers.
Mm.
We need qualified agriculture experts. You need qualified financial experts for your banking services. You need qualified professional glorified noisemakers, aka radio presenters, journalists, and everyone. Put them in that bucket.
Glorified noisemakers.
In a nutshell. Now, glorified noisemakers. Now, well, professional noise, like, very informative type of noise. Now, so the Ministry of Education at this point is very central.
Mm.
Yeah, it's very central because the Ministry of Health needs health professionals who trains them.
Mm.
Yeah. Ministry of Agriculture, Ministry of Environment, Ministry of Mines and Energy. They don't only need qualified, metallurgists or mining experts or surveyors. They also need the people that are expert at, take for example, rehabilitating the land once the resources have been exploited, because the extractive industry is, well, the reason why it's terrible to rely on is because, well, the resources are finite. Like Thanos says, the resources are finite. This whole thing needs correcting by just snapping your finger. Unfortunately for us, we don't have the infinity stones. We just have to train people. Even if we had them, we'll just, scatter them into six different directions. Yes.
No. I would destroy them now.
That's the same thing.
I'm an agent of chaos.
The same.
If there's something for there to be a negative for, I would interrogate and ask it. So if this thing is not for good, but it's actually used in combination with other things meant for bad, okay, it doesn't need to be here. But before we continue, guys, just to let you know, once again, we're still running the lucky winner competition in terms of winning the very last ticket to the Windhoek Whiskey Festival for 2025.
Worth $400 Namibian.
That's the ticket, yes. Yeah. Because it's taking place actually this coming Saturday, the 4th of October. All you've got to do to stand a chance, call us at 0832-888-401. Not 400,
nope.
401, please. Yeah. Answer the very straightforward question of where or what is the venue for 2025. And obviously, we'll still be able to announce you in the time span of today's program. And if you are the lucky winner, because obviously it's a democracy, we are looking for multiple participants.
Uh-huh.
So that we can say, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. And do remember, guys, you can find the answer literally on our social media platforms. That's on Eagle FM platforms. And it'll be right there staring at you, just blanketly at the face. However, we've got to do some, just to ask, Hamid, are you done with your particular,
no.
Yeah, we've got to quickly want to take some further ads, dear listeners, and come back right after this.
Get to a ShopRite liquor shop and gear up for your braai celebration at unbeatable prices. 6 500 ml cans Windhoek Premium Draft for only $79 and 99¢. High Commissioner Brandy and Cola for only $132 and 99¢ for 440 milliliter cans. 3 liter Namakwa Sweet Rosé boxed wine for only $128 and 99¢. KWV White Wine Selection for just $69 and 99¢. Budget savings at ShopRite Liquor Shops. Not for sale to persons under the age of 18. ShopRite Liquor Shop boasts low prices on cocktails, wine, beer, and all your spirit needs. Pay just $169 and 99¢ each for Russian bear-flavored vodka, Gordon's London Dry Gin, and Scottish Collie Scotch Whiskey. Rock Bay Dark Ram for only $154 and 99¢. And VAT 99 Scotch Whiskey for only $179 and 99¢. ShopRite Liquor Shop for smart savings. Alcohol not for sales to persons under the age of 18. So our darkest, our biggest threat. Or more like, not a biggest threat, our biggest, I don't know, you say, I don't know, all the words I have popping up are negative. Our biggest challenge, yes, finally. Our biggest challenge is skills.
Okay, so we went from darkest threat to biggest threat.
Yeah.
So what was the last one?
And see, you know, I don't want to make it sound diabolical because it's basically a challenge.
It is, Howard, yeah. Because the unfortunate thing is you can put everything on the ground, but if you don't have the people that need to work in the thing,
how are you going to create the employment? You can have the best employment opportunities, but if people are not qualified enough.
And remember, we still have to see the construction work take place. Okay, yes, the parts for the windmills have moved in, but before we continue, ad break.
It's time to win your share of 500,000 Namibian dollars in prizes with Windhoek Beer. Find one of the 100% real quotes broadcast across Namibia, on billboards, in stores, in newspapers, and on social media. Buy any Windhoek Beer, SMS the underliner code to 75050, or scan the QR code to enter on WhatsApp. So, spot a quote, grab a Windhoek Beer, and you could win. Windhoek, real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly. T's and C's apply.
Kapi na we home ita kadvinga mo ondando da Shoprite. Ote vingi kuku kuitra ondando diri pevi ni pumbio ay kheto pumbra. Gasho miri toma sila kheri no mirang ondano. Toma gadi ko kujago no la sunflower. Kotoro mirang ombali na kheri no senda o mirang ogoi no ogoi. Osho wa okay jimbali zoro ishiro nice. Rafuru ke tata kotoro mirang ondato nambali no senda o mirang ogoi no ogoi. Oshi ke una ufuta o shinji shivuri ko Shoprite. Viri ko sigo gata no kakoto upa nufo. Oko Shoprite akuke. Endira upa mino ready steady coco one Africa. Doma panduro ko Shoprite Namibia.
Welcome back. We have 14 minutes before the hour of 6. If you just tuned in, this is
Tune in to The Home Run with Helmut and Dwight on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM, and be part of an in-depth discussion on events you didn't know you needed to hear until you do. From Namibia, Africa, and around the world, tune in from Monday to Friday from 4:30 to 6 p.m. only on Eagle FM.
Welcome back. We continue.
So,
guys, the ticket is still, well, you still have 14 minutes.
Yeah, you still have 14 minutes left. So call 0832-288-401. Yeah. So, it's also this particular reality that you and I are, you know, realizing or coming to.
Yeah.
We just highlighted right now is that we are obviously seeing that there's a big production problem with regards to skills.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning the big production problem is you need to be adequately training people that need to replace other people that probably have moved on in the overall engineering and vocational sector. And then you need to find, then you need to ensure that you select the right amount of those particular Namibians that also have to be upskilled in Germany to participate in the green hydrogen production sector. And then you also have to, on the one side, look at the particular developments that are going to play a pivotal role in the overall program itself, meaning, you know, you will have the iron production guys or steel production guys. You will have the other green hydrogen producing factors. Then you'll have the other guys producing and storing and testing and researching various components around the program itself. And how much of them would be coming from various disciplines in the STEM? It's not STEAM this time. It's in the STEM realm. Because remember, for like the Taurus Green Hydrogen Village, which is technically like a green hydrogen, green scheme situation, you need agricultural people.
Yeah.
That were trained in agriculture. You need people that are, what's the other one's name? These guys that were trained in environmental management.
Yeah.
You need them as well there. It's not just a discussion of saying it's a bunch of engineers. No, you need guys from other disciplines participating there as well. You need lab, technology, experts or people because
you know what that means?
Yeah,
it's, you need equipments for all those people.
Exactly, and you need the infrastructure for to house equipment and the people all together.
And those equipments are not cheap.
Yeah, and these are things predominantly in many cases Namibia doesn't make themselves. Namibia would have to import everything.
Mm.
And then there's the storage factor of things, meaning ammonia production, the process where the hydrogen is being produced, all those aspects will also require skilled people participating there.
Yeah.
Even though, yes, the publicity of the president switching on the machine that started producing the first batch of what you call a climate friendly steel was obviously seen, and you know, our president is obviously not a clear cut scientist herself. You know, not saying that she probably does understand scientific concepts very well around much of the industries that Namibia has, but she's not a scientist herself. She didn't install anything there.
Mm-hmm.
All she was asked to do is, you know, in terms of sort of like inaugurating.
Make it official.
Yeah, make it official, kick it off and stuff like that, and the whole celebratory theme of things. She was just asked, you know, kindly just press the button to start the thing off for us. And obviously, you know, she did her part. But the scientists behind the installation of the thing are the guys that will actually be running those kinds of facilities day in, day out. Now, remember in the youth, green hydrogen in youth discussion.
Yeah.
That was done by the IPPR in the hydrogen monitor that they brought out, the first one of the year. Remember the guy that they interviewed in Ludritz, the policymaker or the policy advisor, the green hydrogen policy guy, alongside the other girl that works at Taurus.
Mm.
You know, the two perspectives of the youth. That both of the two particular youth representatives cited specifically greater involvement of the youth, as well as also, you know, bringing to light what opportunities are there. Because we only hear, yeah, you might play a construction role here if you don't, you know, if you don't make it into the overall theme of things, or you could be a caterer there, or you could be a delivery driver over there, or you could be a company supplying a service over here, meaning copy paper, or you could be someone doing something else, or you might be a bed and breakfast, or we are citing all these things that would literally give services, provide services to the sector. But at the heart of the thing, the stone cold hard skills needed is a guy that will be able to climb up 600 meters in the air onto a wind turbine to fix a thing. It's a guy that potentially would have to deal with a nuclear reactor in terms of fixing and servicing the thing.
Can never be me.
Yeah. So we're talking about hardcore science that's playing a hardcore manufacturing role. So yeah, just stressing that particular point.
I think it's also worth pointing out now that you've just pointed out to sort of like, why the need for all these high qualifications. It's because of the dangers associated with this line of work. If you have to look at it now, whether it's oil and gas, basically everything, energy, including just you and I know that you are not allowed to poke around your wall socket if you are not qualified to do that.
Mm.
Because now they are not looking down on you that you are not qualified to fix your own socket in your own house. It's because you have a 240 volts coming out of that. It could literally kill you.
Mm.
You need someone who is qualified to do it. That means if you make a mistake, you literally die. Now, if you're talking about hydrogen is very stable when it's, when it's bonded with oxygen. So because you have water.
Mm.
But when you separate it alone, you're going to have to handle it with care because the chances of it going kaboom are extremely high. Eagle FM, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon, people of God. How are you?
Good
afternoon,
how are you? Bono.
Fine. How are you doing, guys?
Fine, how are you?
I'm actually back because I have to delete that one and restore a new one. I was told, and then I got connected.
What happened, Uncle?
What are we talking about?
Oh, I'm talking about your app because I haven't been.
You had an app problem?
No, it's an app update. It's an update.
The problem is also internet coverage.
Oh.
in the rural area.
So okay, did you at least manage to, you know, to find a workaround?
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
So much. So listen, guys. Yeah. You are talking, I haven't even listened. I just listened to the last point when you were talking about pure science, hardcore science. And you know, this guy, one thing that always give me a headache.
Yeah.
Used to give me a headache that time. You know, you can have a science kind of a teacher, qualified person, somebody, a candidate, say, qualified person who has studied physics, chemistry, and even biology, and mathematics, actually. Mathematics, physics, chemistry, mathematics, and biology. So those people who have done those science, you know, those bachelor degrees and all this other program. But I find out that that person, because he's not taught, I mean, he's not a qualified teacher, maybe by methodology or technique, I mean, teaching techniques or whatever, but they have acquired those skills, I mean, the programs, through the teachers who the same teacher who were teaching the, say, early childhood development, or bachelor of education. I'm talking about the formal education, not non-formal education. So now, and that teacher, that person, he can only relieve at a certain school, maybe a secondary school, because he's regarded as unqualified. So he's even put in category C, that time in your grade, category C, because the qualification when is evaluated by Namibia, his qualification authority or whatever, that body. So, and you see, that person can teach mathematics more than a teacher who is qualified, who is actually, so to say, is teaching mathematics. Not all of them, but many of them. And this person only teach mathematics, and this other one teach physics, chemistry, and all the subjects that are really relevant to the, what we are talking about now, even green hydrogen, all those industrialization, you know, this chemical engineering, you know, these other things. But those people are actually regarded as, and they give a lot, and they produce goods. I used to supervise those schools when I was a personnel officer, and they are doing well. The only problem is that he's unqualified, apparently, with a degree in chemistry and physics and mathematics. He is the person whom I think can able to really transform and teach those children whom I want to go, who are even doing this core science, technical subject, for example. So otherwise, next time I will listen from the beginning. Helmut?
Yeah.
So issues of cyber security, issues of digitally, what is it? Is it digital safety and cyber security? So maybe you need also to perhaps incorporate those things, because it's now a cross-cutting issue.
All right.
In education and all these other sectors, to see how we can incorporate those instruments and measures to protect our children.
Yeah.
Good.
All right.
Hey, Edward, Dwight.
Angabona.
More man in Sarah Blood Boy.
Aniak, Angabona, Aniak.
Okay.
So we're going to take a short ad break, dear listeners, and we come back right after that. Namibia, are you ready to win big? Coca-Cola is giving away up to 1 million Namibian dollars in prizes. Every week, one lucky winner walks away with $10,000 cash. All you have to do is grab your favorite Coke, Fanta, Sprite, Stony, or Twist in 2-liter, 1.25 liter, or 600 ml bottles. Look under the yellow cap, dial, *142*45845# hashtag, punch in your code, follow the prompts to enter, and just like that, you could be our next big winner. Refresh, enjoy, and win with Coca-Cola. T's and C's apply. Go to the Coca-Cola social media web pages to watch the video on how to enter the competition. Bavitsa University, where the 2026 applications are now open. Faculty of Health Sciences for the programs. Certificate in Pharmacy Level 5, Certificate in Health Science Foundation Level 5, Certificate for Enrolled Nurse, Midwife, or AccuSure Level 6, Diploma in Environmental Health Science Level 6, Bachelor of Social Work Honours, Bachelor of Nursing and Midwifery Science Honours, Postgraduate Diploma in Community Health Nursing Level 8, and Postgraduate Diploma in Mental Health Nursing Level 8. Application fee is $230 Namibian. Application deadline is 30 November 2025. For more information, call 061-225-463 or 061-225-462. Davidson University, where everyone is an achiever.
Welcome back. But before we continue, or more like basically sign out, because we just have a couple of seconds to the hour of business and economic segment. But before that, let's take a commercial break.
When life gifts you an unexpected breakdown, take control with Express Credit. No need to panic when you're in the driver's seat of your financial life. Borrow 3,000 to 32,000 Namibian dollars, repayable over 2 to 5 months. Same day approval. Visit www.expresscredit.com.na or call 081-9500-500 for more information.
Welcome back. I think I was really enjoying, you know, I was really enjoying going through their, you know, going through their conference and all that, because I was just, you know, because I was so fixated on, oh my God, we have, you know, we came up with an idea of producing something, you know, of figuring out who's the buyer first before producing something.
Yeah.
I did not look at it from the skills point of view. Till you busted that balloon, like it just did, boop.
Yeah.
Then you, yeah, until you basically look at it more closely, then you realize that everything is going to start from skills. Yeah. You want to end hunger, or more like you want to solve the, you know, malnutrition problem, whether it's, whether by a food production or at the hospital, you know, hospital that would be prevention. Mm-hmm. But if you want to, in a hospital that would be you treating, but if you want to deal, if you want prevention, you have to deal it from the agriculture, where you basically have to produce food for people to have access to, so you don't have to deal with malnutrition as a problem.
Mm.
All that requires skills.
Yep.
Skills that, fortunately for us, let me stick with the, fortunately for us, we have the super ministry to take care of that. I mean, that makes sense. You know, that 15 to 20% of your national budget on education now makes sense.
Which is already at 9%, or was at 9%.
Yeah.
Halfway there.
Halfway there, you know. It's all about perception. We still need the skills. So now the skills are not about perception. It's either you have them or you don't. If you have them, you participate. If you don't have them,
well, go get them.
It's either go get them or, well,
go get them.
Just get a cup and, you know, practice a few songs, sit at a traffic light, you know, beat a few drums, a couple of dollars a day. That's not a career choice, by the way. That's not.
Okay. Man, I need DJ. Look at you giving the worst career advice.
Man, I need Yango after this, because.
Yeah. Mm. The Yangos were listening. They were listening.
Yeah, 2 minutes into the hour of six. That brings us to the end of our home run for today. I don't know what, you know, what you guys have against whiskey, but, man, I wish I could participate in that competition, because I would have just changed SIM cards and then called and told my homies, but. You guys are, you know, terrible friends. So, for those of you that just tuned in, that, well, you have basically tuned in to the end of Home Run and the beginning of Business and Economic segment. For me, until tomorrow, same time, same place here on your favorite radio station, Eagle FM. Tomorrow.
Remember, guys, stay tuned for the rest of your programming after the break.
Tune in to The Home Run with Helmut and Dwight on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM, and be part of an in-depth discussion on events you didn't know you needed to hear until you do. From Namibia, Africa, and around the world, tune in from Monday to Friday from 4:30 to 6 p.m. only on Eagle FM.
Lipura nenge lo wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondu tuto ingida Ashike kapeno nweku tete okoye ekukurile Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo Ihewe tike kovano ile koshuana Onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka Okupitira oipindi konu konda doi inawa Nuneo to otukwetira o special Ngeta shake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka Okone ushendi fenawa nukumona oijamwiri nawa Ninge fada fanona Monica ko Eagle FM Onora etatimwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali Ile kongerewa mura hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu Oma filane Eagle FM di ae
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipura nenge lo wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku tete okoye ekukurile Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshuana Onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka Okupitira oipindi konu konda doi inawa Nuneo to otukwetira o special Ngeta shake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka Okone ushendi fenawa nukumona oijamwiri nawa Ninge fata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM Onora etatimwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali Ile kongerewa mura hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu Oma filane Eagle FM the eye
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe.